pacing the turn of the year. A sudden season has changed our world. Everybody is out to see or bask or with their kind to exuberate. Everything is new. Trees that were only sticks into the overcast yesterday are soft and full of catkins like newly shampooed children being readied for the party. Slender young saplings shine, all the tender leaves distinct. Notes of music a tremble for a chance musician strolling by to hear and play. For everybody on bikes or park benches or wandering along the way the city buses dazed wended their way anywhere on the odd quiet morning the European war was somehow ended. Nobody felt like cavorting, singing, dancing as their parents 1918 in November had. A muted celebration this sudden season, all but the oak. Rusty tatters left from far-off August's leafy towers and gables, the deeps and fullness, the amassing in gloom and shadow of greenness, now ruined arthritic knobs and wrenched limbs, next to nothing now covering his nakedness. The new is going to last. These celebrants toss their curls and rollerblade past the question. It was not posed by the doer oaks, stolider even than the firs, their shabby winter wear refurbished at the tips, standing there woodenly under scrambling squirrels, a warm bath of sunshine, thunderstorm by turn. Part of celebration is to discover patience, and how painful hope can be. Alone and mute stands dark one huge oak tree.